Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. Vic has just this moment arrived home from the office. He's depositing his straw hat on top of the bookcase. Young Rush is seated at the library table, gazing somewhat blankly at the wall. And his father says to him,
"Are you in a trance, Pocket Watch?"
"I'm trying to figure something out."
"When I greeted you joyously, your rejoinder was sluggish and preoccupied."
"Uh-huh."
"Your mother and Miss Stembottom got off on their automobile trip to Pontiac in good shape?"
"I guess so."
"When they do back?"
6:30 or 7. If it's any later, we're supposed to fix our own supper."
"I enjoy trying my hand at culinary art on occasion. If your mother hasn't returned by 6:30, I'll put on an apron and fry you the tastiest round steak you ever put in your mouth."
"Mm-hmm."
"You still in a trance?"
"I'm thinking."
"Whip out the tickets and I'll take you in on a rummy game."
"Miss Harris just telephoned, Gal."
"Really? I trust she's in robust health."
"Darnest mixed up business you ever heard of."
"How so?"
"Well, let's see if I can get it straight. Mr. Stembottom telephoned her to ask if she wouldn't get in touch with you and say that just before Mom and Miss Stembottom left for Pontiac, Hank Gutstop had called up here with the information..." "Wait a minute, I left out a step. Some fella down at the Lazy Hours pool room telephoned Mom to say that Hank Gutstop had asked him to get a hold of you, but you weren't in your office, so he telephoned Mom and gave her the information..." "Well, that's not it either. I better start from the beginning. Miss Harris telephoned..."
"What in blazes are you talking about, Harry?"
"Darn if I know."
"Well, slap out the rummy cards and I'll make you look like 15 cents.
"Okay."
"I was down in the packing department a good while this afternoon where there aren't any telephones. That's why I couldn't be reached."
"Uh-huh."
"I expect Hank found himself embarrassed for ready cash again and wanted to hit me for 6 bits or a dollar."
"No, I don't think so. It was something about Y.Y. Flirch being in town."
"Y.Y. Flirch?"
"Miss Harris called him I.I. Blurch, but I expect it..."
"You say he's in town?"
"I got the idea from what Miss Harris said he was..."
"Whereabouts?"
"Well, Miss Harris..."
"What's Miss Harris got to do with this?"
"I try to explain that. Miss Harris..."
"Y.Y. Flirch is in town. I want to see him. Where is he?"
"I don't know where he is."
"What'd Mom say?"
"I haven't seen Mom. Her and Miss Stembottom left for Pontiac before school let out. I talked to Miss Harris."
"And she told you why wife Rush is in town?"
"Well, she didn't know. All she said..."
"Oh, well,
was,
what is this, Sam?"
"Some fella from the Lazy Hours pool hall telephoned Mom."
"Is why wife Rush at the Lazy Hours pool hall?"
"I haven't the slightest idea. All I know is he called up Mom from there and said he was speaking for Hank Gutstock."
"Well, you haven't seen Mom. How do you know anybody called her up?"
"Miss Harris told me."
"Does Miss Harris know where Y.Y. Flirch is?"
"I doubt it. See, Mr. Stembottom called her up to say..."
"Mr.
that..."
"Mr. Stembottom?"
"Yeah."
"Well, what's he got to do with it?"
"I think I can explain if you'll listen. Mrs. Stembottom..."
"Now we've got Mrs. Stembottom in this muddled mass of confusion."
"Well, I'm only attempting to clarify..."
"I bet any amount of money Y.Y. Flirch got in on the 2:50 train from Decatur and is going to grab the 5:15 for Peoria. What time is it now?"
"Clock on the bookcase is a little fast. I expect..."
"It's 5 minutes till..."
"5 minutes till five?"
"No, midnight. Listen, if Y.Y. Flirch is in town, I want to get in touch with him. He's been to an important meeting of lodge officials in Decatur. He'll be able to tell me a good many vital things. What's Ms. Harris's telephone number? You know it?"
"Yeah. It's either 9985W or 2360J.
"Well, which?"
"Try 7761L.
7761L?
"Yeah."
"You sure?"
"Pretty sure. Call it and see. 2497K and 6224M are numbers that's also buzzing around in my skull, but I'm pretty..."
"Oh,
sure..."
"Oh, for gosh sakes, Pete."
"Try 7761L. I'm convinced it's correct."
"Imagine calling Ma Donahue across the alley to get information about Y.Y. Flirch. 7761L, please." "Yeah. If you give me a bum steer, there'll be severe reckoning."
"I never guaranteed it was 7761L. Might be 2996W. Might be 4363J. I'm only common, ordinary flesh and blood. I can't...
Hello. A man's voice.
Human flesh and blood.
No. I guess I got the wrong number. I wanted to reach Mrs... What? Oh. Oh, I see. I have got the right number then. You're one of Ms. Harris's roomies, huh? I see. I see.
Mr. Sludge.
Glad to hear it. The slob wants to chat.
Mr. Sludge is quite a talker. And you're perfectly right calling him a slob. In the summertime, he don't wear socks, even with his Sunday suit. And he don't like shoelaces in his shoes. He likes to hear the flippity-flap of his feet squashing.
You're right about the Chicago White Sox. They're a great team, but... Is Ms. Harris there? Oh, she isn't. I see. Well, thanks just the same. I'll call her some other... What? Philadelphia Athletics? I have to hang up now. Goodbye. Not home.
I don't think she'd have any information about YY Flirch even if she was home. She was just repeating what Mr. Stembottom told her when...
Oh, forget Mr. Stembottom. I have to get a hold of YY Flirch. Past 5 o'clock. I'll call the Lazy Hours Pool Hall and talk to Hank Gutstaff.
Well, he's not at the Lazy Hours Pool Hall.
Well, you said he was, doggone it.
No, I never.
Well, what did you say?
I said a fella speaking for Hank called from the Lazy Hours Pool Room.
What is his name?
Yop. Gop.
Now we got guy's name Yop or Gop in on this.
Might have been Fop.
And from what source did you obtain your information about Yop, Gop, or Fop?
Ms. Harris.
Oh, we're back to her again, are we?
Gov, I can explain all this, I think, if you'll give me a chance.
Go right ahead.
Who's the girl at the telephone switchboard down at the plant?
Three times?
Yeah.
Ms. Clem.
Is she on duty now?
Yeah. Why?
Well, she is another party mixed up in
oh,
the...
Oh, my.
Well, hey, Gov, I
came
can't...
Came over our cast of characters. I'd like to hear a complete list of the well-meaning human beings that want me to know why Flirch is in town.
Well, I'm one.
Ha-ha.
Mr. Yop, Gop, or Fop.
Ha-ha.
Hank Gustav, Mom, Miss Stembottom, Mr. Stembottom, Miss Clem, and Miss Harris.
Eight people want me to get in touch with YY Flirch, and yet in spite of their united efforts, I can't get in touch with YY Flirch.
Well, everybody tried. Nobody fell down on the job. Well,
did you say you had it figured out how this strange pattern was wrought?
I think I have.
We're loose today.
Huh?
Explain.
Well, earlier in the afternoon, Mom and Miss Stembottom were here getting ready to climb in the automobile and head for Pontiac.
Clear as a bell so far.
Telephone rang.
Yup, Gop or Fop on the wire.
No, Miss Clem on the wire.
Well, you said this guy from the Lazy
well,
Hours...
Let me tell it, Gop.
Shoot.
Miss Clem on the wire. She says, is Mr. Gook there, Miss Gook? Mom says, no. Miss Clem says, I thought he might be home because he's not here in the office. Mom says, was it something important?
How do you know what Mom said?
I don't. I'm reconstructing what happened out of my head.
Reconstruct the way.
Mom says, was it something important? Miss Clem says, a gentleman named Mr. Yop, Gop or Fop, just called, from the Lazy Hours Pool Hall. He said he was speaking for a Mr. Gutstaff. Mr. Gutstaff wanted to notify Mr. Gook, a friend of his, Mr. YY Flirch, is in town. Got that much of it straight?
Yeah.
All right. Mom turns to Miss Stembottom and says, I know Victor'd like to have this information, but we're leaving for Pontiac. How can I get word to him? Miss Stembottom says, I'll call up Fred. Fred can telephone Victor a little bit later and tell him. So Miss Stembottom telephones Mr. Stembottom at the foundry. Still all clear?
Yeah.
All right. Mom and Miss Stembottom drive off to Carberry, and Mr. Stembottom waits a half an hour and then calls this number in hopes of getting in touch with you and handing over the information.
But nobody's home.
Nobody's home.
So
Fred decides to telephone a neighbor lady and have her relay the message.
And that's where Miss Harris comes in.
That's where Miss Harris comes in.
She calls here and you talk to her.
She calls here and I talk to her.
And that's the story.
And that's the story.
Very pretty tale.
Yes, indeed.
Eight kind friends and true. All breaking their back so I can get in touch with YY Flush. And here I stand helpless and wretched. Still not in touch with YY Flush.
Well, why don't you attempt to get a hold of that fella Yop, Gop, or Fop? He's the key man.
Where could I locate him?
Lazy Hours Pool Hall is the place he called your office from.
You know the number?
Uh-uh. I don't know any pool hall telephone numbers. Mom would throw me over the People's Bank building.
There's somebody.
It might be Miss Harris. Might be Mr. Stembottom. Might be Hank Ustoff.
Hello? Yes? Hello there!
Why, Flirch?
Yeah, why, Flirch?
It all come out okay after
hello
all.
Hello there, why, you old horse thief. In hac agricola sim spinel hunk. Ad nauseum cornucopia dum slack etch.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time.